The "not in my backyard" mantra has never been so meaningful, literally. In 2019, the province enacted new legislation, the More Homes, More Choice, Ontario's Housing Supply Action Plan, aimed at making it easier to build new homes to deal with Ontario's housing crisis. But for some people, the reality of the change hits too close to home. Brandon Crescent resident Jamie Whitfield is not happy to see a raised bungalow being built a stone's throw from his formerly quiet backyard. And that's because a property owner behind him, on Mississauga Street, has taken advantage of the provincial rule changes to build the bungalow in his backyard. There is also a home at the front of that lot, fronting Mississauga Street. This act is the government downloading the responsibility of giving affordable homes to people onto the backs of law-abiding taxpayers that have homes in single-building dwelling lots, he said. Whitfield fears home developers and entrepreneurs out to cash and will buy up lots in Orillia neighborhoods and create a high-density population in spaces meant for single-family homes. You can't put a 12-by-15-foot shed up in your backyard because it violates the city bylaw, but you can now build an 850-square-foot home, he said. Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop said the move was driven by a housing crisis. Ontario has a housing crisis driven by a severe shortage of supply. Affordable home ownership is even further out of reach for young families, seniors and hardworking Ontarians who are desperate for housing that meets their needs and budget, Dunlop said in a written statement to Orillia Matters. That's why our government introduced the More Homes, More Choice, Ontario's Housing Supply Action Plan. Dunlop says the province is encouraging innovative approaches to home ownership. An example of this is making it easier to build second units, like apartments in basements, above garages and in backyards. This provides more housing options for families, and helps homeowners struggling with mortgage payments, Dunlop said. Whitfield says he understands the concept and he has nothing against the developers who are following the new rules. It's too late for me because it's already happening in my backyard. But what I'm advocating here is about the rights of the rest of the property owners in Orillia, he explained. Whitfield says the peace, privacy and tranquility of Orillia neighborhoods is being threatened. The government is shredding the fabric of everything we bought into here with our property. It's devaluing my property, and they say it's to decrease the cost of housing, he said. I bought my house brand new 30 years ago, and I've had to pay taxes here for 30 years, he explained. I'm fourth generation Orillia. All my life there have been laws and bylaws to protect the homeowner from invalid construction. Now everything that was in place to protect me is null or void, and I'm upset about it. Whitfield says there are several more similar, second-unit, houses approved to be constructed in Orillia in the near future. Ian Sugden, the city's general manager of development services and engineering, said there are rules and regulations within the zoning bylaw that pertain to so-called additional dwelling units. In the city of Orillia, additional dwelling units are permitted, as of right, by virtue of the zoning bylaw. That show how, where additional dwelling units are permitted, Sugden told Orillia Matters. For example, the total number of dwelling units on the property must comply with the minimum yard setbacks, the maximum lot coverage, the maximum building height, and the minimum parking ratios, etc., he explained. Sugden said the city's zoning bylaw was amended, with approval from council, to conform with the More Homes, More Choices Act. One of those amendments was to ensure that municipalities could no longer prohibit additional dwelling units in detached accessory buildings, said Sugden. The goal of the provincial legislation is to increase the supply of housing, while decreasing the cost of housing. Allowing more dwelling units helps to ensure the financial sustainability for homeowners, as rental income helps to supplement the mortgage costs, and make home ownership more affordable, he explained. Count. Ralph Sipala says he is opposed to additional dwelling units being built on single-family lots. This is going to change the atmosphere of neighborhoods and diminish the value of homes, he said. I think the intent was to allow developers to build apartments within the existing residential unit, but it's really allowing separate units to be built in backyards. Sipala says he is hopeful the province will modify the act. I am working with a couple of residents who are experiencing this happening in their neighborhood and I'm trying to get to the province to see if there is any way we can change these regulations in some way. Sipala believes that there are places in Orillia where second homes could be built in backyards, but residential areas are not one of them. I think there are some places in the community where something like this could be allowed, like where there are other apartment buildings. But there are residential areas where they should not be allowed, and I think we, as a municipality, should take the responsibility and authority to decide that, not the province. With files from Dave Dawson.